Australia-New Zealand rivalry, often found on the football field, is just as strong in the wool shed. Over the weekend, Australia's national champions took on New Zealand's best in the Trans-Tasman Test held in Western Victoria. The sheep shearing title is hotly contested every year, but as Danny Grindlay reports, this time the Kiwis had a point to prove.
Aussie shearers and wool handlers face up to the Kiwis twice every year, once in New Zealand and once on home soil. And since March, they've had the bragging rights. For the first time, Australia's shearing and wool handling teams both won on Kiwi territory. It put them ahead overall 29 tests to 28. And today, the Kiwis are determined to level the Trans-Tasman score. The test is divided into blade shearing, wool handling and machine shearing. Australia has never taken out the blades, but if anyone can make it happen, it's six-time national champion John Dallah from South Australia. We've just finished the event though, and he doesn't seem confident.
Oh, I reckon it'll be close, just knowing how good the Kiwis are, they're pretty hard to beat.
Next, the wool handling. And Australia's champions are up against two world champions.
Get behind your country!
An exciting finish. The Aussies have clocked in first. But as Sarah Moran explains, speed is just one factor.
It all comes down to your quality of your points, both out the front. You're judged on how well you throw your fleeces and how well you get your crutch wool out and sweep up. Then the wool gets taken out the back and we're judged out there as well. So we don't know how we went out the back, but we do know out the front the Kiwis might have a slight head start on us. I think they may have got it.
It's hard to tell whether the blade shearers and wool handlers are just being modest, but Daniel McIntyre, Australia's national machine shears champ, isn't shy about backing his team.
Yeah, pretty confident. We can see the board scores out the front and in our times, but we don't know the result out the back. It's probably the pinnacle of the shearing industry, the tests. It's winning in Australia is good, but you know, when you go over to New Zealand and win over on home soil over there, it's really good feeling. Yeah.
The Trans-Tasman is held in conjunction with Australia's national championships here in Hamilton in Western Victoria today. There are a couple of hundred people from six states here, and certainly an electric feel at times. But Daniel McIntyre says it's tiny compared to New Zealand's national event.
In New Zealand, you could be shearing in front of 4,000 screaming Kiwis. So, yeah, it gets fairly loud up there.
Blade shearer John Dallah says Australia could attract just as much interest if the industry manages to convince the government to follow New Zealand and make shearing and wool handling official sports.
Once it becomes a sport, it's a lot easier to get sponsorship. So at the moment, we're raising most of the money ourselves within sport shear. So as soon as it gets declared a sport, it will be fantastic, because then hopefully we could get in the Commonwealth Games and even the Olympic Games. And then if we are able to do that, then it might get some televised events and really close that gap between the city and country. And it's a pretty fantastic thing to watch, shearing 20 sheep in 15 minutes. And
crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible to watch.
Today we're at the National Championships for Australia. Is there much prize money compared to, you know, countries overseas where it is a sport?
Prize money's pretty slim. You don't do it for the money. In New Zealand, when one shearer was in his prime and winning most of the open competitions, he was making about $35,000 a year from shearing competitions. The shearers are kind of like rock stars over there.
And you are making?
A loss.
Perhaps another excuse for young Johnny to lean on, because in the end, the Kiwis did level the Trans-Tasman score. Although Australia won the machine shears, New Zealand claimed both the blades and wool handling titles, and an overall lead of close to 30 points.
Danny Grindlay with that report.